Torahway, Northwest London, Monday, Chof Vov Shvat, the 8th of February, Rav David Halpin Shlita, Adar and Purim.
Already on the way into Adar, into Purim, besides being Shlesh Yisya and Kredim Achag, we have Tarei Shabbat Mevorchim, How do we prepare ourselves for Purim? For all other hachunas, if we have many hachunas, we have to prepare ourselves that when we sit by the Siddur's Purim, we have to be able to be makayim shteit shachanurach lahidim hoisa oyro. One has to be marba b'toyra. Besides kviyas itim on toyra Purim, obviously, but at the Siddur we have what shmis. Union of the Yomer. So I've got a few in Yonim, which is Shaykh to Shmiz by the Kiyam Tish and the Shabbos before, to get into the atmosphere of the Torah Pirim. First of all, this Shabbos in Yer Tishem is Shabbos Shkulim, which in every year, if it's not a Shonim Iberis, it falls on Pasht Mishputin, it's a normal Seder. There's a close connection with Parshas Mishputin and Parshas Shkulim. You know, in the Goyish Shabbat they say that money is the root of all evil. It can be the root of all evil. It isn't. It shouldn't be. It doesn't have to be. It depends very much on two things, I would say. The first one, Noam El Melech, we know that Goyish say, said, Niskasha Moshe, Moshe Rabbeini had a difficulty when the Eibishter said, Ze Yitni, Koloi Vel Apkidim, Machsas HaShekel is Niskasha Moshe. What does it mean, Ze Yitni? What was so difficult to understand? I don't know. Niskasha Moshe. So the Eibishter said, Ze, whenever it says Ze, it's pointing. The Eibishter showed him a Matzbaya Shal Eish. Ah, now I know what it means, Machsas HaShekel. The Eibishter could have showed him a Machsas HaShekel. Something more to it than this. The Noam El Melech, I printed it in Aleph, Noam El Melech says, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Eibishter says, take Machsas HaShekel, lechapa nafshei seichem. Look, we know money is not for money, lechapa nafshei seichem. We need money to live on this world, for shteitzach, and to do mitzvahs, but lechapa nafshei seichem, so the Eibishter says, money can be a gefeirlich zach, can be destructive. Eish can also be a very, very destructive. Aish, fire, Rahmullah's done, city of London fire, then fire of London a few hundred years ago, destroyed half the town. But it doesn't mean that Aish is destructive by nature. Aish warms, Aish lights, Aish gives energy. Aish is, the Aish made Aish for the tachlis. Of course, like anything else, one can use things for the right and for the bad. So I have just showed him on Matbaish of Aish. When you say money is the root of all evil, chas v'shulam, money is not the root of all evil. Money, what you can achieve with money, needless to say, if you use money for the right things, that's the tachlis, what money is there for. So actually, when you say money is the root of all evil, there's two things to make sure it should not be the root of all evil. It depends how you make your money, as the B'nai Sosa brings for the Rimmeriver, that if the money is earned not in a kosher way, it is destructive. Ask the kach that if you're machamer children, you give them food, money which is not erech kvadin, it can, lachmun rastan, he brings what we know, what we call off the derech, he goes very, very far with that, because koyach apoyel benifl, because the money is trifling the money, it affects whoever benefits from it. And money, it depends what you do with it, how you make it and what you do with it. So that's a very close connection. Pasim mishputim, straight after Seres Adivus, Magadabur, Reyakoy, Chicham mishputim v'Yisrael, teaches us how to make money, erech money. And then we have shkulim, when you have the money, what to do with it. That's supposed to be the connection between the two things. Now, the piyitim of Parshas Shkulim, and I might as well mention that if you really want to feel the Yom Tovim and everything, it's the piyitim. If you look through the piyitim beforehand, of Shas Masas, the piyitim is moedik, the geshmak of a Yom Tov, the piyitim shkulim, then we've got Parshas Zuchala, four Parshas, piyitim of Purim itself. It's a good idea to be mind a little bit of the piyutim gives us the really the feeling of the Yom Tov. In Parshas Shkulim, in the piyut, and in Musaf the piyut, is every stanza, every piece finishes off with the following words: Oyer Punecho Alaini Uday Nesu. We ask the Eibishter Pashashkunim to get the Oyer Pun of Eibishter. You know what Oyer Pun is? Keep Oyer Punecho and Satanuni, we have seven things. But Oyer Punecho of the Eibishter, we have Teras Chaim, Havs Chesed, Estukh, Ruch, Rachm, Vachaim, Vashun, Allah Gitta Zachem, Alskin, Oyer Punecho. We ask the Eibishter, give us the Oyer Punecho. Oyer Punecho Alaini Uday Nesu. Please give us your Oyer Punim. The shekel esrab should be zeichel to bring the machzah shekel. The bias nuchav and listen. The best mikdash. We all. This is one thing which you all hoping for, looking for. That already this year we should be able to bring the machzah shekel. Is there a kasha? First of all, what's this got to do with oyer punecho? Why does a machzah shekel give us an oyer punim? Some connection. Oyer punecho elay nigud and asu, and we'll give a machzah shekel. The second kasha is the shekel esser, not shekel. Machzah shekel esser. No. We look at it a little bit as a poetic license. Machzah shekel, you say shekel, you mean machzah shekel. But these piyutim were written with Riach HaKodesh. In every word, there's a cheshbon. We talk about the Gevalt from the middle of the Ruch, was during the 3 days of his Yotzat, Shabbos was his Yotzat. He says the following: to get the oil punim of Eibishter, the Gemara and Bruchas, Dura Shabavira, in some name of Rabbi Ami, name of Rabbi Asi, the Malach HaShus asked Eibishter, in Toy State, Hashem, lo yisu punim velo yikach shoichad. The Eibishter is not noisa punim. But then the Eibishter is noisa punim to Yidin. Yis Hashem punim velecho. How does it go together? Look, the Eibishter. It's like a Muradis. Vechila yasa punim yisu. Normally I'm not noisa punim, but there Yidin is an exception. Why? I told them, vechalto, vesubato, vayrata shamalakecho, that you only mechiv to bench berchamuzan if vesubato, if you're satisfied. For him and them, and after the even the Yitzchak's eyes, like a bay, they already bench. As you know, Berchamuzan is midaraisa only if there was Kadei Sevier, otherwise it's midarun. So because Yidin or Mahadan, Machmer, whatever you want to call it, to bench me even when they were not satisfied, therefore I have to be noisa punim for them. That's the Gemara. So we see from here, to be zoicha to nesias punim of the Rabbeinu Shlalim, you have to go the extra mile. You have to do something, a hidda, a chimra, which you're not machiev al pi toyim. In every mitzvah, you can be mahadah. There's always room for improving and doing more than the basic mitzvah. There's one mitzvah you can't do more than the basic mitzvah, and that's machzah shekel. Ha'usha lo yarda. You can't get more. You can't be machmer. So how do we get nesias punim? By this mitzvah, we can't get nesias punim because there's no way where we can do more than the basic mitzvah. Ha'usha lo yarda. There is a etza. When we look, to try and find the etza, there's a etza. The halucha is a zoi. In the olden times, there were manly changes. If somebody wanted to have a half a shekel, he would go to a manly changer with his shekel, and he would change it into two halves. He would pay him an extra few pennies there, an extra kruchot, whatever it is. So when somebody comes in the Beis Hamikdash with a machzah shekel, it would cost him, if he didn't have a machzah shekel in his pocket, small change, it would cost him. So if two people come together with a shekel jointly, with mikdash, they are saving to go to the money changer. So the halacha is a mishnah, all the marmal coins you have here. It's a mishnah that this extra few pennies which they would have had to pay for the money changer to change the shekel into half a shekel, to half shekel, they have to add this when they give it to the mikdash. So they're not oyva ha'usha la yarva, because they gave him half a shekel, but what it cost them, what they're saving, mean profits as they call it nowadays, what they're saving they would have to pay. So there is an eitzah to do a bit of leflim mishir sadin without being over ushalayalba. So this is what we're saying. Rabbi Nishleim, I want to have oypanecho. How can I have oypanecho and enu demesu? The shekel esel, I'll give jointly with somebody else a full shekel, and then I'll have the opportunity to have your oypunim. Come out from Belzeruf. Now, as we go to Purim, we know Purim is going like Zaira, La Hashmid, La Hag, La Abed, Gans Klal Yisrael. And they fasted for 3 days. You know the story of Purim. Why was there Zaira? What did they do so terrible? They had such a Zaira. They had to do Shiva. What did they do Shiva about? It's not my kasha. Reb Shimon Yochai with his Talmidim, there's a Gemur and the Medrash, which seems to be Medrashim Chalika, exactly. But the Gemara says, "Mepnema v'schay v'shanein she'esro kliya." So one of the answers is, "Shanaheni v'seidus se'shal oisirusha." Seems rather extreme. Shenehenim is in this, they had a loaf, they want the seed of Achashverus. The seed was kosher. The Mordechai Tzadik was Mashgiach, as I said. It was nice, it was the best possible kashrus. It wasn't a problem of kashrus there. They seemed to be also there, separate men and women, according to Shteb Pusik. Sarbeis Hanushim. Suppose the Hainer, right, he took out the pain of this Mikdash with Abbaal to the Chav Hashem. So for that, Gantz Klavi saw the Gezeirah of Kliya, it sounds very extreme. But Emma says, if you look at this Furim, it was much more than that. It was a Yisoyed Stikazachdu. Achashverosh wasn't just Yidin of Amanucha, the chosen nation. We were given the Torah, as last week said, none of the nations wanted it. Am Yisrael said, Nas of Nishma, the Yisemli Sigilah Mekol Ha'amim. Yidin were Sigilah Mekol Ha'amim. The Goyim also knew it. It wasn't the Sod. But when Yidin at home was a Mikdash, the Goyim started telling us, what was, no more, it's gone. No, Yidin had a minute, we're going to come back. After 70 years, we knew there was a Havtucha, we're temporarily in Gulus, but we certainly are still the Amanucha, no change whatsoever. But this was the Redifus of the Goyim, but you aren't. And the Goyim made the Cheshbonis, as Chazal say, Achashverosh made his Cheshbon of 70 years, the Cheshbon wasn't, he got it wrong, and he said, after 70 years, now it's all gone, now you must be Moedah, you're not no more the Amanucha. You claim to be Amalivcha, you're not. This was a very Yisodis Kazakh. Man, Ayid Machiyedin took a Bruch Hashalai Sani Goy, Bruch Hashem, we are the Amalivcha. Even now that we're 1950 years in Gula, we're still at the Amalivcha. Nothing has changed. We are still at Shabucha Bunim Kalamim. Habuicha Ba'am Yisrael Ba'ahaba, we make every day a Bruch. But this is a Yisodis Kazakh which Achashverosh was trying to uproot. The reason why I took out the Kalim of the Besmikdash, which he didn't dare to do before, and he put on the big dekin and everything with the tzitz alas. There was something much more to it. It was a very basic thing. He was trying to uproot from us sepia legila. Metzap l'shir. We are waiting, hopeful every day. We're going back, and we are now the amanefcha. This is already a sefer tzikazah. And if it came to a matzav shenehenim, as this says Arusha, apparently he had some atzlucha in his campaign. In this culture campaign to try and make us rethink who we are, what we are. This is when the Yosef, the Gansi, if we go through with this Machshuva on Purim, we can understand a lot of other Nekudas which come out of it. And I want to now come to Abislazah Halucha, which is at two of all this. The Gemara brings the Megillah Daf Tzura. I'm on for Aristotle. Vayikach Homan and Salvish was assist. Achashverosh told Homan, you have to take Mordechai through the town and announce Kuchu Yerushalayim Esh Hashemel Chofesh Bichurei. So Homan, reluctantly, was probably an understatement, went to do so. He had no brother, and he found the Mordechai Tzadik with the Talmid Chum were learning. He was teaching them Hilchas Kemitza. Kemitza by Milcha is for Kemitza. But past this, being the second day of Pesach, or being the first day of Pesach, depends on what Rosh Chalikim, he was teaching them Haluchas of Ta'ima. They were unfortunately wearing Gulus. We didn't have Besmikdash. So Kala'oisim Boteris Oil, he was teaching them the Haluchas of being Ta'ima, the second day of Pesach, of being Milcha's Ta'ima. He came, Mordechai was teaching them Haluchas of Kemitza, and Mordechai got dead scared, D-E-A-D, dead scared, he saw Homan coming, who knows, maybe now is already the end. And he started davening. Homan waited patiently for Mordechai's davening, they said the Gemara. And in the meantime, he asked the Chachamim there, what are you oisik? What have you been studying here? He said, we told them about the oime, about the mincha, kmitza, the time that the mikdash was. We took the mincha, we took the kmitza, a little handful of the mincha, put it on the mizbeach. So Homa heard this, and he said the following words, Usa melei kimtze kimcha didchi, your handful of flour, the duchen pushed away aseres alufim kikra kaskudati, the 10,000 kikra kesev, with a huge amount of money, your little kamita pushed it away. It's a gemuris. So Tosfos, to son to Tosfos, how was it doichu? What's the 10,000? What's got this connection? So Tosfos shumati, shasuru alfe kikra kesev, 10,000 kikra kesev, oilin, adds up to chatzi shekel, a half a shekel, chal echad mi yisrael for all yidin who were 600,000 when they left Mitzrayim. So connected the shishim riba yidin of Yotze Mitzrayim, which I suppose it means that even though then there might be more millions of yidin, but then in the shoyos to shoma there were 600,000. So 600,000, half a shekel, that it somehow it goes together. Zeh shver zach, a beferish of pusik in parashas Pekidei that ma'as kikra kesef. 100 kikra kesef, each kikra kesef is 3,000, 600,000 shekel. Again, 100 kikra kesef is 300,000 shkurim, which is 600,000 machzah shekel. And here we're talking about 10,000, 100 times as much. Mm. Tosha says, the Lushan, Shomati, Shasura alfe kikra kesef, oil chatzi shekel chal echem Yisrael, shahoy shesh mes elok shiyotim Mitzrayim. But Omar, she yet a chver is paying for the 600,000. V'doik v'tishkach. So Toya says already hinting that we need to work chashbonis. Now there are various chashbonis. There's a Bach of Marat, there's a Rebbein of Achaya. Each one comes up with a different chashbonis. What? There seems to be 100 times as much. So what does he say the following? First of all, Chaim Sofer zokt that he gave the kavuna 100 times as much. Because the Gemara says in Bruchas of Zion, Toivo Mardas Achas Beliboy Shal Udom, Yoise Memeya Malkus. A person feels indebted to the Eibishter, it bothers him, he did something wrong. This Marda Achas, this kvetch which he feels, is worth more than 100 Malkus. So go to the Gemara. Zuptachim Soif. Behinai Achar Acholben, Ike Pasha Skulim, Yetzimogotelein Pasha Skulim, we don't have the Skulim. The ik is Lusas Leib, it should fetch us. Oy, halavai. Halavai we have the Machsa Shekel. Lusas Leib, Eich, Babayim, Eseni, Rabim, unfortunately, Avadni Kol Toiv, we've lost the opportunity of bringing Machsa Shekel as the Kabbalahs all year, the whole year, the Kabbalah Tumid and the Kabbalah Mesufim, all came from the Machsa Shekel. Velo Zachidi Lishkol Beis and Mikdosh. V'chol HaPai, at Mulam, is there the Papiyat and four of this, the Agiyan, the Benkelish, which we feel we would like to have it. Marsa Shekel comes from Kapurim. So the Mar the Achas Belev Shel Udom is worth 100 times as much. So in Emes Na'al Marsa Shekel now is worth 100 times as much. Because when we gave our Marsa Shekel, that was it. Ha Marsa Shekel, Torah Shalai Arda. But now that it's quetched, I would like to give, and I can't give, Tov Ma'al Dan Achas, maybe Maya Malkus. So the Kama Soif, that's why the Cheshbon is 100 times as much. Because he saw how they were oisik in the Inyan of the Kmita. The Heshtokos, which we have to do, the Avodah Mishmikdash, which is 100 times as much as the actual Avodah itself, and therefore he counterbalances 100 times as much. So I'd like to add to it a bit on the Dirchum Sefer. There is a Rashi, a Pelik Rashi. When you learn Daf Yomi, you might not notice it. When you go through Daf in Sikra, there's a small Rashi, and the Gemara says there that you can be poyed, as you know, you can be poyed the. Anything which has a kedushas agif, ma'asa sheni, various things you can be poided. Something got ma'asa sheni is poided for money, and the kedusha, the ma'asa sheni becomes chulin, and the money gets the kedusha of ma'asa sheni. Zok Rashi there, trimmer you can't be poided. There's no such thing as being poided trimmer. Somebody's mafris table, this is trimmer, this is chulin, you can't be poided trimmer. It's not like ma'asa sheni which you can be poided. And Rashi says, alush nazoi. Have a pigeon ainlo. Lius the teres that feel you stole to be poid the tremor that I eat, a stroll could eat it. But I'm a ken, if somebody says there is pigeon, Rosh is a Rosh. I mean, if he says there is a poid amulet, it's not Rosh. So it's in Rosh and Rashi. I'm a ken, Rosh, it's a Rosh. It's like a Walter Gordon Emily Yosef. This is the Spinker Rebbe. It looks like. Yidden are called trimmer. That Kodesh Yisrael Hashem raises to be Yusai. Kal Oichlov Yeshumi. Zuk the Gemura, Medrash. Yidna kul trimmer, kashem. Shaharim azois amedis. Vahakoin yer le seichel v'noitam matecha trimmer. The coin takes his trimmer. The Irish do kach usa kum shaburish as oilom harim. The Irish made the world, and he took out in the uvas trimmer. Koidish is all Hashem, righteous to be used. Yidna heisen trimmer. Ma koidshim, kol mishan legei ben beschai. Somebody says, oh, his trimmer is higher. Kach Yisrael, so he said, Kedish Sol Hashem, Reish Tvul Yusek, Kol Oich Lov Yeshumi. Somebody chapters the Eden, the Kedish is Yisrael, is Yeshumi. There's a ganze Shmiz in Beis Halevi about what happens if somebody Bechal Kedish is Yisrael. So that if somebody says that you can be Poy the Trimmer, Rushi, he's a Rushi. He says Poy the Trimmer, that means that you can chapter Eden's, the Kedish of Eden. This is a Rishis. To say that Eden, I'm not Amalevcha anymore, that's a Rishis. That's a Remus in the Rashi. The Imre Yosef. Vilechetzen Azay. Human Rusha. The Samuel looks of the Koyachatima. Wanted to be a Mechal Kaddish. He says, like we said before, Achshverish, Achshverish and Rusha. And the Human were a very close citrus had between themselves. He wanted to be a Mechal Kaddish. He to say that Eden, are not anymore. But you can't be Pudah. You can't be. There's one way of Metzias that the Yisroel can eat Trimmer. You can't be Machal Trimmer, you can't be Poedit. But if Trimmer becomes Butl, and the Mishnah said you have to have 100 times as much to be Vatalit, 100 times as much, then the Trimmer gets Butl. So that would explain why Muhammad Marusha gave 100 times Machsa Shekel. He wanted to be in Vatal Kedishis Yisroel. Kedishis Yisroel is built to Machsa Shekel out. Our connection with the Kabbalists, Labavish, Chan Ruchi used to say that the Shabbos Kulim is the Rosh Hashanah of the year, because the Machzah Shekel, with that we bought Kabbalists from the Rosh Chodesh 7 for all year. All the Kabbalists, Tumit twice a day, and all the Mesufim of Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, all come from that. So this is Machzah Shekel. This is our Avodah, Chayil Avodah we have. So he wants to be Mahal with that, but he can't be Mahal it. But by giving 100 times as much, he was trying to be Mahal. Where did he go wrong? He went wrong because Chum Sofer says that when there's a Marad Achz B'Liba Shaludam, so our Machzah Shekel is worth 100 times more. But the Gemara says, Yoisa, not just it goes from 1% to 100%, it can't become Butl. It's Yoisa more than 100%. If so, we're Mevatel him. We are now Rav. So he said, your Machzah Shekel, your Gemnoi Kimta Diti, which shows you've got Hashtakas, Marad Achz B'Liba, you're trying to do the Avodah even though in Gulus, is doich, it steps away, because it's more than my 100,000. My Aseres Kesef is less than that. That's why he was worried about doich. I'd like to add also in Lachan Makedah, talking about that the theme of Purim was that the Goyim, Achashverosh, the Homa were trying to say that we have lost our Madrega of Kedishas Yisroel, and Chetzot, and the after 70 years, you're not going to go back. You're like one of us. To assimilate with us. Shoshanas Yaakov Tzolov Samechu, but Oysam Yachad, Tzecheles Mordecha. Now, the Mishish, in Pusha state, in Mordecha Yusuf Fnei Malchus, there's five things he meant. Tzecheles is one of the five. Why do we mention that the Eden saw the Tzecheles? So do a vote, a Wilts vote, a Shein vote, that Humon was a terrible bazaar and he used to have to lead Mordecha through the streets. So what Humon did was when he changed the begudim of Marta, he dressed himself with Marta's begudim. People should think that this Marta running through the carrying somebody through the streets. That was he. And so he even saw Humon. His face probably did not look like Marta, but he was wearing Marta's begudim. I don't know whatever Marta was wearing with his begudim. Maybe that's the minute where we have a minute to change our begudim on Purim. And they saw, they weren't sure who is on the horse and who couldn't work it out. But when they saw the tzitzis of Marta tied on the horse, Marta didn't change the tzitzis. But Rosh Miyah, Tchayel is Marta, so they knew who was on top, who was underneath. But in the Sefer Ordova, it's the Shein Lepshad, the Gemara says in Pshachtas Megillah that Tchayel had a skiller that if somebody didn't pay for it, if somebody gambled it, it wouldn't give out its color. The royal blue color, which comes out of Tcheles, wouldn't shine if it wasn't paid for properly, if it was gegambit. When there is such a thing in Halucha, Kibish Mulchuma. Din al Bechesedin, if one country takes over another country, it's Kibish Mulchuma. It becomes his. It's ours. even Bisman Agudas, the Ran in the Durim says that no Dina Machisadina, it's a sword because the sword doesn't belong to Kibbish, it belongs to us. Unfortunately, temporarily we're stuck here in the Gulas, but so when they're going to Kuva, it's Yisrael, and the Gambit Eretz Yisrael, they took the Tchilis and they tried to make the royal blue out of it, but it didn't shine, it was the Gambit. They didn't allow anybody else to use blue because blue was belonged to Malchus. But when Mordechai Tzadik was wearing these Begudim, suddenly they saw the Tchilis was shining. It's given a gavalt and gavalt the simcha. Ah, so it's Yisrael is still ours in Gulis. When they are trying to be oiker, our tzipia leishia, so Yidna called Shoshana ben Lachoichem. Shoshana is Yaakov. Shoshana ben Lachoichem. Yidna Gulis. But the gavalt and simcha beroisim Yaakov, when they saw the tchilis, they saw Mordechai's tchilis, they saw the tchilis was shining, so we are gavalt and simcha. So it all goes with the same you said, as they were trying to be oiker from us, our yichus, even nowadays, those who know that in Alaska, stand the Rishuim Yemach Shemom every day, and they make announcement that since the Maas Egel, the Ma'or the Maas Egel, since the Maas Egel, we're not Amen Lefer. This is one of the great mechumas which we have. This trachter with the Yidden. And Yidden have to remember, we're always in Yach Tcheres Mordechus Kim Tayom Tzef in the Pilem, that we're going to Kimi the Kibli Alayim, but we are. Baruch Hashem, Amen Levcha, in the ganzen matzev, nechasturus, v'noich hastas, v'punem ehem, we should remember that Amen Levcha, and the Eibish is close to us, and the Eibish is a boich, abam Yisrael behab, and the Eibish is a zoich zan, tza afray, v'chum fi pirim, a zoich zan, tza ge'il ha-shalayim. Lani v'chashem, 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 Ich sage gerne, ich muss jetzt erst noch von den Kindern Schiechen. Ich habe meine Zeit, ich habe meine Zeit, ich habe meine Zeit,